Hello, Wanderers. Before we get into today's episode, we wanted to let you guys know about a few things. First, we have a community Discord server, where you can interact with other lovers of the backrooms, share awesome memes, and more. Next, we finally opened a merch shop. We're very excited to embark on this new step for the podcast, so go on over and give it a look. And lastly, we're always looking for feedback on the podcast, so if there are any suggestions on what you'd like for us to cover, please shoot us a message. P.S. Thanks for all the short stories you guys have been sending. We enjoy reading what you guys send, so please keep it up. We'll be leaving a link to the Discord as well as the merch store in the show descriptions, so with that short message out of the way, let's return to the episode.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEG AI processing system, and today, we'll be going over a level fit for the holiday season. So, I hope you have some winter gear on hand, because today, we'll be no clipping into the gift plane. Basic descriptions. The gift plane is classified as an enigmatic level, with a survival difficulty class of 4. That being unsafe, unsecured, and has a moderate entity count. The gift plane is what you get when you mix the festive flavor of the winter season and mash it up with the anomalous nature of the backrooms. Like many other enigmatic levels, the gift plane seems to be centered around the concept of Christmas taken to the extreme, and not in a good way. The gift plane can be summed up as an expanded town-like landscape, covered in Christmas decorations and snow. But as you go further into the level, the more drastic these effects become. A simple yet compelling premise, to say the least. Now with that short rundown out of the way, let's get into what you can expect to run into in the gift plane. Appearances. So the gift plane is divided between two areas, the first of which is known as base festivity. This area is where you'll most likely enter the level at. Base festivity is stated to have a diameter in the miles, though it's unknown exactly how large the area is. As you enter the level, you'll be met with a scene straight out of a Christmas movie. A town-like area decorated with beautiful lights and other ornamentations. This is accompanied by the light snowfall, tying a neat bow on the Christmas tones. Because of this, it is advised to be equipped in winter gear if you're planning to visit this level. As far as we know, the snow itself doesn't pose a threat to wanderers, so interaction with it is considered safe for now. This area is also considered the more populated area within the level. This is due to the properties of the gift plane being relatively dulled. As you travel further into the base festivity, the snowfall will begin to grow harder and the Christmas decoration will become much more engrossing and widespread. At some points, blocking off entire streets with either snow decorations or in many cases both of the two. This is the domain of the second and more extreme area of the gift plane known as the holiday. This area of the level is quite hospitable to life with the sheer amount of snowfall that can be found here. It's gotten to the point where miles of snow-buried townscape can be found. But that's not all. The further you go into the holiday, the colder it gets. Meaning you'll need Arctic gear at the bare minimum if you're planning to travel the holiday for any given time. That, along with barely any shelter, due to it being buried under a huge amount of snow, makes surviving here quite difficult. A weird feature of the holiday is that large ice ponds can be found throughout the area, with some being found buried deep beneath the ice. It's unknown how this is possible, due to the extremely low temperatures that can be felt here. It should be stated that there are reports of rooftops and street lamps that can be found throughout the holiday. These, especially the rooftops, can be a huge boon towards your survival, as breaking into the buildings through the roof can give you some much-needed shelter from the cold. So be on the lookout for them if you find yourself within that winter wasteland. Scavenge and supplies. So, as far as loot goes, the gift plane isn't the best place to go. It isn't devoid of materials to take, such as from the homes that can be found here, but the materials located here are easily found throughout other levels within the back rooms. It's unknown whether care packs spawn here or not, so relying on them may not be the best course of action. So if you're looking for levels to loot, maybe skip out on this one. Entities. Within the gift plane, the only places you can find entities are within base festivity. There are accounts of skin stealers and faceling sightings throughout base festivity, though the sightings decrease the closer you get to the bordering area to the holiday. It's a well-known fact that entity sightings within the holiday are non-existent. That factor makes the holiday slightly more pleasant to be in, though not by very much. Settlements and outposts. There are currently no large active bases or outposts, though there could be smaller outposts scattered about that are either too small to mention by name or are unknown. There are accounts of an older defunct group within the level, known as the Sons of Christmas. This group would go around the level and help those in need, mostly helping wanderers who's been stranded out within the holiday during a blizzard and other situations of that nature. It's unknown what exactly happened to them, but we speculate that, due to a very large blizzard that caused astronomical damage to the level, those who survived simply disbanded the group. Though, the existence of a group forming within the gift plane proves that it is possible to establish a presence within the level. That is if you're okay with the cold. If so, then it's basically free real estate. Ins and outs. So, you're probably wondering, how do I get to this winter wonderland in the back rooms? Well, it's not entirely understood how to enter the gift plane. Through precise testing and a healthy amount of luck, we've been able to narrow the requirements to enter this level. As far as we've been able to tell, levels that support colder climates have a much higher rate of entering than those that support warm and hot climates. Levels like negative 5 in the mountain village. Now that you found a nice and cold level, what do you have to do to get into the gift plane? Well, that's where things get tricky. It seems the method of entering changes between testing, but here is what's believed to be the best methods to try. They are, no clipping into a tree, though it's not stated what type of tree should be used. Coming across a Christmas tree and interacting with it can have you clip through the ground and fall into the gift plane. Simply no clipping into something in cold areas always comes with a chance of being sent to the gift plane. Last and most surprisingly, it's noted that no clipping in city levels such as level 11 has a slight chance of bringing you to this level. It's unknown why this is the case, due to the way of entering seemingly corresponding with the theme of the level. Though we believe the last method will only work in colder sections of said levels. We should note now that these methods are still not confirmed and requires more looking into. So, if you've had enough of all the snow and possible catastrophic blizzards and want to leave, how would you do so? Well, it's not the funniest of ways, sadly. As far as we're aware, the only way to exit the gift plane is to travel into the holiday and no clip into an object. Doing this will most likely have you sent to a random level. We believe this to be the case due to the lack of linked levels to the gift plane's continuity. Something that is still being looked into. So a level that takes a miracle to enter and to leave, how festive. Closing words. So, that was the gift plane of the backrooms. What did you guys think? Would you spend the holiday season in the backrooms here? We would love to hear what you guys think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening, and we hope you all have a pleasant holiday season. So, until next time, have a wonderful day, be safe out there, and have a Merry Christmas. I would like to say a very special thank you to our wanderers over at Patreon, Rickdiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow, Vel Mexuro, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, Cullen Shaughnessy, Stephen Conger, My Friends Call Me PK, Jeff Nordley, Slim Steven, That One Random Guy, The Good Diamond, Undead, World Ray, Lee, Malamamon, Brandon Berry, Shelby Girl Gaming, and Mystery BMO. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to episodes earlier, and other perks, go become a patron on our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can do those things and more. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.